The U.S. Supreme Court is wrapping up decisions for this term. Many of these decisions, coming down almost every day, have sweeping implications for all of us in this country. And a couple of important rulings came down yesterday. Joining us, as she does each Tuesday, is Slate and day-to-day legal analyst Dahlia Lithwick. Hello, Dahlia. And let's begin with that decision yesterday about state lawsuits against healthcare companies, HMOs. What's the issue?
This was a situation, you hear about it frequently, where patients seek to sue their managed care companies for damages in cases where an HMO refuses treatment that a doctor has already deemed medically necessary. The problem is that federal law prohibits that kind of lawsuit under a big sweeping federal law that we know as ERISA. And Congress has been going back and forth over this patient's bill of rights. Should patients be allowed to have a cause of action? Well, while Congress dickers about it, the states have taken it upon themselves to create exactly that kind of cause of action. So Texas, in this case, and nine other states at the state level said, yes, patients can bring this kind of lawsuits against their HMO. The Supreme Court, however, unanimously said, no, the states can't. There is only one game in town. It's ERISA. And if Congress wants to create that kind of cause of action, Congress needs to go back and change the law. It's not up to the states to sort of create a sideline forum to have these kinds of lawsuits.
So if people still can sue their HMOs if they feel they've been unjustly denied treatment, but they have to do it in federal court, and in federal court, the damages that you can collect are severely limited.
Precisely.
Okay, another issue yesterday. The court decided a case that's dear to our hearts here at Day to Day. It's that of Larry Heibel. He refused to disclose his identity to police in his hometown in Nevada, Winnemucca. He had committed no other crime. He was just arrested for failure to cooperate with the police. Here's what he said when we interviewed him a few months ago.
I don't think that the cops walk on water. I know we need cops, but I don't believe that we have to bow down to their every whim. The citizens have rights, too.
So, Dahlia, the question for the Supreme Court, do citizens have to identify themselves if a police officer asks them for their identity, even though they've done nothing wrong? And the answer is...
Well, that's correct. I mean, Nevada is one of 20 states that says that as part of a quote-unquote Terry stop, that goes back to Terry versus Ohio, the famous 1968 case that said that if the police have reasonable suspicion to believe that you're acting weird, it's not probable cause for an arrest. It's something less than that. They can stop you and search you. And the question is, as part of that search, can they demand your name? Well, 5-4, the Supreme Court said they can. And even though Heibel had argued that under the Fourth Amendment right against unreasonable searches, the Fifth Amendment right against self-incrimination, the cops cannot demand to know your identity. Justice Anthony Kennedy, writing for a 5-4 court, said, sorry, Mr. Heibel, this is part of a rational understanding of what the Terry stop included.
The Washington Post editorializes today, you have the right to remain silent. Uh-oh, no you don't.
Justice John Paul Stevens yesterday authored a stinging dissent saying, firstly, that of course, by definition, you're sometimes turning over incriminating evidence when you state your name, and more profoundly, that the Terry stop has never contemplated the notion that you have to turn over your identity to the police as part of this search.
Other cases that are going to make news this week, Dahlia?
Oh, this is such a big, big week. The coming week, I think in some sense, we think these cases that are coming up about the Guantanamo detainees, about Yasser Essam Hamdi and Jose Padilla, are just sort of about guys in the war on terror. But these cases are so profoundly important, Alex. These are about the scope of executive power in wartime. This will be the first time the Supreme Court says either yes, the president has accrued all this power to himself and he may do so constitutionally, or no, he may not. But this is such a deeply important moment for the country, not just about Hamdi, not just about Padilla, but really for all of us.
Day to Day and Slate legal analyst Dahlia Lithwick. Thank you, Dahlia.
My pleasure.